what kinds of decisions were made here in Vilna during the Holocaust. I ask you to listen carefully. The reason why I'm giving you this information. In 1841, an American ship, the name of the ship was the William Brown. Some of you may have seen movies or read books about this. Set sail from Liverpool
for Philadelphia.
Somewhere between Liverpool and Philadelphia on the Atlantic Ocean, the ship struck an iceberg and it began to sink. There were two lifeboats on this ship. One boat was in very good shape. It was a small boat. It could hold about 10, 12 people. The captain of the William Brown got into this lifeboat, and four friends of the captain went together with him. They were members of the crew, and they sailed away, never to be seen again. They made it safely back to the United States. Last time this captain was ever seen, this is true, was in a pub in Boston. And he, of course, went on the ground, was never seen again, because he could be arrested for what he did. He abandoned ship. The second lifeboat was lowered. It was a long, narrow boat. It was leaky. And into this lifeboat jumped the tragic hero in this episode. His name was Alexander Holmes, an American. He was an officer on the William Brown, a seaman. He was joined by the first mate, by seven other seamen, and 32 passengers. So approximately 40 people got into the second lifeboat. This was twice as many people as the lifeboat could hold under the best of circumstances, and it was hardly the best of circumstances. This happened on a Tuesday night, surrounded by blocks of ice, huge storm, rain, and so on and so forth. Over 40 people on a lifeboat that, under the best of circumstances, could not hold more than 20. Just to prove to you that Alexander Holmes was a hero, he said a tragic hero, as the lifeboat was pulling away from the wreck, and many people were left on the William Brown. They sank with the ship. They died. As the lifeboat was pulling away, Holmes heard the agonized cries of a woman on the lifeboat, a mother who remembered that in her panic she had left a little daughter on the William Brown. Holmes climbed out of the lifeboat, dashed back using ropes to the sinking William Brown, climbed on ropes, managed to find his little girl, carried the little girl under his arm, and brought her into the lifeboat with everybody else. Anyway, they're all in a lifeboat on this Tuesday night, this overweighted boat, drifting between blocks of floating ice and sinking lower and lower into the sea. Finally, after Holmes had given the order twice and the crew refused to follow his orders, the third time they followed his orders, they began casting male passengers overboard. And just you should understand what this means. When you cast somebody overboard in a situation like this, it is instantaneous death. You could not swim in these waters. So they began casting male passengers overboard, and very specifically, single male passengers. If you were married and your wife was together with you in the lifeboat, you were not cast overboard. If you were married and you left your wife home in the United States, you went overboard. Remember that next time you go on a cruise. Anyway, uh, 14 males were cast overboard. They were bailing water. They were trying to get rid of the water in the boat. Nothing helped. They kept sinking. But 14 males were cast overboard. Two women voluntarily leaped overboard and died. They were sisters of one of the males that was cast overboard. Life became meaningless for them. They went overboard as well. So now 16 people were overboard. And with that, the lifeboat stayed afloat. It was no longer sinking. Next morning, Holmes exerted himself heroically. And amazingly, he held up a white shirt,